New technology developed by NBAA makes air traffic services faster and more efficient. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. One of the benefits NBAA offers its members is a premium subscription to the association's air traffic services.
NBAA Air Traffic Services has been in existence, well, ever since 2001, and it's an NBAA presence on the floor of the FAA's Air Traffic Control System Command Center. The staff that work out here on the floor of the command center are responsible for a couple of things. First of all, we represent the interests of business aviation to FAA, particularly to the air traffic operation. At the same time, we gather information about what's happening in the national airspace system on a daily basis, and then we pass that information out primarily to our air traffic services subscribers.
That's NBAA Air Traffic Services Specialist Jim McClay speaking from the floor of the FAA Air Traffic Control System Command Center near Washington, D.C.
This new automated system is web-based, and it allows for operators to have some more choices as to how they send us their schedule. They can either email us a schedule, or they can go to a web page and upload their schedule. And then once they've done that, they can actually go to the web page that we have set up and log in and actually view the flights that they've submitted to us and make changes to them. That's something that they were not able to do before. So all of that just helps the process to run a little bit more smoothly.
That smoother operation has a number of benefits for ATS subscribers.
The big things for the subscribers to take away from this would be the ability for them to have more than one way to submit flights to us and to actually go in and be able to make changes to those flights without having to resend their entire schedule. That's a time saver and a real benefit. By using this new system and the fact that it's more automated, we're going to be able to be a lot more responsive to our subscribers in terms of how quickly we're able to send edict alerts, other flight notifications that we want to be able to send out. Because now, instead of having to go through a manual process of doing all of this coordination, we're able to actually, just with a few mouse clicks, accomplish the same thing. That frees up our time as ATS staff to be able to pay more attention to getting involved in the NAS planning here at the command center and doing what we really are meant to do, and that's representing business aviation.
Air Traffic Services is, as Jim says, an advocate for all business aviation at the very heart of the nation's air traffic control system. A subscription to the ATS program may not be for everybody, but rather for those who operate aircraft in the airspace most prone to air traffic delays. And for those operators, it's a huge benefit. For more information on the ATS program and its new web application, go to nbaa.org/ATS or email Ernie Stellings at estellings, that's E-S-T-E-L-L-I-N-G-S, estellings@nbaa.org. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, Rob Mark tells us what's coming up on the next Airplane Geeks podcast.
This week, our guest on the Airplane Geeks is Mary Kirby, founder and editor of the Runway Girl Network. She'll update us this week on the in-flight passenger experience. That's airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
NBAA has 6 regional representatives throughout the country working hard on behalf of our membership and the business aviation community. They get involved with key local and regional issues that affect your business and flight operation, including access to airports and airspace, airport policies, environmental protocols, safety and security protocols, and taxes. Reach out to your regional representative today. You'll find more information on the website at nbaa.org/regional.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. In Washington State, 9 organizations, including NBAA, are urging passage of Bill 5430, which would make sure that all aviation excise tax receipts go to the Washington State Aviation Division for its airport and grant programs. In Idaho, aviation advocates statewide are backing Senate Bill 1265. That would require airports be included in the comprehensive land use planning process. And that is the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.